got a slight up-lake breeze blowing, even though the forecast is for west winds later on into this evening and tomorrow, perhaps to 15 west down lake. Slight up-lake breeze happening here in the Lake Chelan Valley as we open the phone lines for you. 6-8, it's good to see those clouds and things kind of moving instead of just being there. Maybe we'll see some sun breaks before it's over. That's not the forecast, though, huh? Looky, we've got a new radar weather summary. We'll check that in a minute. In the meantime, lines are open. Kiki Carey will be doing it on a Friday. Number is 682-4033. And our out-of-the-area line is 682-4353 for you on Friday's edition, Second Cup of Coffee program. The areas of precipitation are moving, in fact, towards us, according to our radar look this morning. Moving east-southeast at about 15 miles an hour. Moderate rain in the Cascades. Large areas of rain in western Washington. That from the official reporting stations and confirmed by radar. And Puget Sound Basin, Cascades, all indicating some precipitation. We'll be doing Apple Trivia here in a little bit. We've been doing it all week long. Began on Monday. Got a lot of stuff to be giving away. Courtesy of Blue Chelan, BB Trout, Manson Growers, Brewster Heights Packing. It's a little opportunity to take a good look at the apple industry. We'll be doing trivia here in a bit. In the meantime, line one, you're on. Hi.
Good morning, Steve. This is Maureen.
Hello, Maureen. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. You had a gal on the phone the other day that I didn't catch a phone number for, but she was talking about starting a quilting group here in the Chelan area.
Right, Melody Baker.
Well, I noticed her name was Melody. Did she leave a phone number?
I don't have it. Her husband's Arnold and lives about three blocks from me in Manson.
Oh, well, then I'll just look it up. That's just wonderful. I've been wanting to get back to quilting like I did when I was a kid, and I haven't been able to find anybody to help me.
They've got a quilting. Their group is getting together tomorrow for a quilt show in Wenatchee, if you happen to be going that way.
Yeah, I'm heading to Seattle to my folks' 60th wedding anniversary celebration, so I thought I'd stop by. I even went down to the ladies who did the quilting here above Harvey's.
Yeah.
And talked to them, but you know they're way ahead of me. They don't have time. They didn't have time to start someone back on learn how to do it again. So this sounds like it's right up my alley.
What you're trying to say is you're not the advanced quilter.
Right.
All right. Yeah, that thing is at the Wenatchee Convention Center tomorrow from 10 until 8:30 in the evening.
And it's day two.
Today, too. 10 to 8:30 today and 10 to 5 tomorrow. There we are.
There you go. Okay, thanks, Steve.
Yeah, and if you don't have trouble getting it all together, we'll help you out and, call us back. We'll make sure that the two of you get together.
Fine. Thanks, Steve.
Great. Thanks for the call, Maureen.
Okay.
Hey, Second Cup, it's 8 before the hour.
There are literally dozens of different ways you can cover up your windows to keep out the winter wind and cold. But the best, by far, Warps Vinyl Pane Window Plastic from Builders Lumber in Chelan. Warps Vinyl Pane is crystal clear so it doesn't blur your view. And it's 8 mils thick so it'll hold up in rough weather year after year. Much less expensive than glass, tough and crystal clear Warps Plastic available in 3, 4, 5, and 6 foot widths at Builders Lumber Supply. Save on other great wintertime products at Builders, too. FOMO-Fill Aerosol Foam Sealant is extremely easy to apply. One 12-ounce can covers more than a dozen caulk cartridges. FOMO-Fill now just $4.65 at Builders. Save on 3M Heat Shrink Window Insulation Kits. The 3x5 kit was $5.59, now just $3.99. And Builders has a great new high-tech room heater called HeatTech. It warms three times faster than hot water quartz and oil-filled heaters, but uses up to 30% less energy. Get ready for winter now at Builders Lumber Supply in Chelan.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. Yes, boy, that's you, Ray. That is you.
We have music or just the crunch?
Crunch. Just okay. Crunch this morning.
Time to do a little apple trivia.
Apple trivia. And we'll
682-4353.
682-4353. First caller? Is that what you want to do?
We'll take the first caller. 682-4353. We got to give away this time around. First of all, this stunning hat that I'm wearing here.
Trout apples. Sort
of trout, and it's a, what's the color?
Salmon.
Pink. It's not pink. It's kind of an orange.
It is
color.
A salmon. It's a salmon color.
Salmon
You're
color.
Right.
Salmon.
It's you.
It's a very modern.
It matches
sort of
your shirt delightfully with this purple
but
and black.
It does match this. It matches this trout sweatshirt. It's absolutely gorgeous. It has. That's what it is. It's trout color.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a salmon. Rainbow. Yeah.
Salmon. Yeah. A streak on it.
That's what it is. Right. And we got a beautiful sweatshirt. It's a sweatshirt with a trout logo across the front of it. In a large size, so anybody would like to give us a go at Buzz, 682-4353.
682
we have a line calling in right now, as a matter of fact.
53
is that for Apple Trivia, Carrie?
Apple Trivia. Uh-huh. And, let's see. I think we're ready to do that.
Yeah, let's do it. Apple trivia? It is. Let's do Apple trivia here.
Good morning. Are you ready to play trivia?
Yeah.
Who we got here?
This is Marilee Redberg.
Okay, are you ready? You got your thinking cap on?
Yeah.
Remember, these are easy questions. No big sweat right here. This is not like the SATs or anything like that. Scholastic Apple test. You ready for this one? It's a multiple choice. How are Lake Chelan apples picked from the trees? Choice A is by hand. Choice B is by machine. And choice C is by computer.
I know how I pick them.
How do you pick them?
I pick them by hand.
That's how they're picked. They're all hand picked. What's that? I lost you there.
Pardon?
Say it again. Were you talking to me?
I said there's no other way.
That's the only way. Lake Chelan apples are all hand-picked. And this is another question down the line here, too. All 6 million boxes of them are hand-picked. Well, congratulations. We're going to put you on hold. You just want a Trout sweatshirt, and you want a Trout hat, courtesy of one of our sponsors, of course, Trout Incorporated. The other is Blue Chelan, BB, Manson Growers, and Brewster Heights Packing. And I'm going to put you on hold. Carrie, I'll get your information, and the stuff's waiting for you here at the station. Thank you very much.
Thanks for playing, yeah.
And we'll be doing it again. Our sweet Jennifer will be playing again here this afternoon between 3 and 4 o'clock or so, and be giving away more goodies on Apple Trivia.
And we like to do these, right? So, yeah, those are fun.
Yeah.
And so when you hear the
crunch,
do it.
Come and do it. Yeah, we're going to be playing Apple Trivia here on Cozy.
Got it.
All by 6 million boxes picked by hand. That's absolutely amazing. That deserves another hand.
You think?
Yeah, you don't have to if you don't want to. Well, you listen. You have a nice morning, Mr. Steve.
Hey.
You can yell at me later on if things get slower, and we can talk about
speaking
a swimming pool formation apples. Foundation study meeting that went on last night.
National apple crop this year is 72.5 million boxes.
72.5 million.
Yeah.
And the Lake Chelan Valley has about, what does that come out, a 12th of that then?
Yeah.
Six times 12 is 72, isn't it?
Apples are now the state's leading farm commodity.
Beyond wheat. Wheat
yeah,
used to be.
Right.
Huh. Interesting.
$775 million last year.
Oh, and we do how much? $775 million?
Yeah,
we do $60 million here.
Yeah, at least. So at 5 before the hour on our Second Cup of Coffee program, thank you, Radio Ray, doing Apple Trivia. We'll do it again this afternoon with Jen. Line 3 has been holding a long time. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Steve.
Yeah.
This is Barbara Keefe out in Manson.
Hello, Barbara.
Hi, I'm looking for a Nintendo game, if anybody out there has got one they're tired of or the kids are tired of or something. And my number is 687-9475.
79475. Today we're looking for a Nintendo game. Barbara, I'll try.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
I had occasional Nintendo games advertised here on the radio station. Party would like one. Number 687-9475.
Must be a Lennox.
Had our home completely renovated and replaced the heating and cooling with the best system we could find.
Must be a Lennox.
Put in this new year-round heat pump. Should have done it sooner. And our bills are really down.
Must be a Lennox.
Got this year-round heat pump. Dependable, fantastic. Not a day of trouble since ever.
Must be a Lennox.
For over 7 years, Arctic Refrigeration and Heating has kept families in the Wenatchee Valley comfortable with only the finest in Lennox equipment. There's a special pride Arctic puts into their work. That means every installation and repair is done right the first time. This commitment to quality is what's helped Arctic become a local favorite. Even better, when you purchase selected Lennox equipment from Arctic, you'll make no payments with no interest for 90 days. But hurry though, this is a limited time offer and certain restrictions apply. So call Arctic today, because when it comes to keeping your family comfortable, you can't do better than Lennox and Arctic Refrigeration and Heating.
Must be a Lennox.
Okay, Second Cup of Coffee program, and I have a line open at 682-4033. The out-of-the-area line is open again, 682-4353. Seattle Supersonics owner, Ackerley Communications, selling off assets and entering a debt restructuring plan. Barry Ackerley, team owner, company chairman, indicates that the team will not be affected. He announced that the company will be selling a radio station in Boston and a TV building in California. Hello, Line 1. Hi.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
I have a beautiful little male Yorkie. He's 2 years old. He's proven it's stud. In fact, he's fathered 15 babies in the last year and a half.
Hmm.
And my daughter can't keep him anymore. Where she's moving, she can't have him. And she would like to sell him. And she's asking $150, but she says that's negotiable.
$150, or we'll negotiate a price on the male Yorkie.
And he also has a little baby boy that's a week old that we'll be selling about the 9th of December. The little females are both spoken for, but we have a little male left that somebody wants to pick him out and wants a little male puppy. He'll be ready about the 9th of December.
Just ahead of Christmas.
Yeah, and he'll be 150.
Mm-hmm.
That's firm. But the daddy is negotiable. And you can reach me at 682-4636, or they can be seen at 621 4th Street, Chelan Falls.
621 4th?
Chelan Falls.
Chelan Falls. And your number again is 682-4636.
Okay, thank you, Steve.
Great, thanks for the call. Bye-bye. I got the Yorkies today. And number is 682-4636, or 621 4th Street at Chelan Falls. Sure, try to make the address into a phone number. It's
back
okay.
In the old days, we called them sweatshirts, and they all pretty much looked the same. Today, they still have sweatshirts, all right, but the name doesn't do justice to the shirts that just arrived at Shirt Shop Plus in downtown Chelan. These are action gear, 100% cotton pre-shrunk French Terry. Now, there's a name that fits. Several colors and various neck styles, even some French Terry pants. These are extra warm, but not as heavy as fleece. See the new French Terry shirts and pants just in at Shirt Shop Plus in downtown Chelan.
The switch is on.
It's time to get bacon. This is the week to do it, and the place to start is Peterson's Red Apple Market, and start with the coupons on the front page of the flyer this week, like Red Apple Large Eggs, 49 cents, C&H Sugar, 10 pounds for $2.89, Arm & Hammer Baking Soda, 3 for a buck, Crisco Shortening, $1.69 for the big 3-pounder, and Al, the specials go on inside the flyer.
Oh, you bet, Ray. We've got all kinds of values with for baking. Let's start with Western Family Flour, wet, regular unbleached 10-pound bags, $1.19. How about some Western Family chocolate chips? Now, it's real chocolate chips, a 12-ounce bag for 89 cents. Mm. We've got C&H sugar, brown, dark brown, or powdered, 1-pound boxes, 59 cents. Diamond walnut meats, that's a 16-ounce bag for $2.29. Baker's Angel Flake Coconut, 14 ounces for $1.59. You name it, we got it.
And good week to do some bacon. Start at Peterson's Red Apple Market in Chelan.
Okay, thank you, Al. And Ray, 9 o'clock. KLZI, KLZI FM, Chelan. I'm Steve. Line 2's been patient. Good morning. You're on the radio. Hi.
Good morning, Steve.
Hello.
I've got 4 pickup tires for sale. They're 875 by 16.5 radials.
875 by 16.5 R's.
Right. Mud and snow, they're very good tires. And you get me at 682-5709.
5709. Pickup, are they 6-ply or 6-ply rated?
6-ply rated, yeah.
682-5709, 875 by 16.5 R, or whatever. Got it. Hey, thanks.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. In the mood for tires, we got some, huh? It's 682-5709. Little bit of rain beginning to fall here. Has been up lake at Stehekin for a while. And clouds, fog, and drizzle. Your forecast for the day today will be in the 50s before it's over. Highline 1 at 901. You're on the air.
Yes, this is Lois Franklin.
Hello, Lois.
I didn't catch the lady's name from out at Manson that was inquiring about the Lakeshore Quilting Group. And I just wanted to let everyone know that we are in business, and they're quilting over at the Christian Church. Nearly every morning there will be someone there, and on Saturdays, sometimes after 12, they'll be there. But they can be reached if she wants to inquire to call Goldie James or Georgia Tingwall.
Mm-hmm.
And they will be very happy to have her come up and quilt with them or whatever she wants to do.
There's someone there in quilting 6 days a week?
Yes, most of the time. This time of year, sometimes, depending on the weather, whether they get down there, but they'll go early and stay till around 12. And the church is kept locked. That is, the quilting room has to be kept locked. And
sure.
So if they'll just go to the rear doorway and just rattle the doorway, they'll hear her and come down and let them in.
Hmm. Okay.
So they're real happy to have anybody come in and see them.
So anybody that might be interested in jumping in can either stop by the church or call.
Yes, uh-huh.
Great. I appreciate it. I was wondering where the group had gone, so we now know.
That's where they are, and they've got a quilt they're working on right now, and got some already lined up to put in after that one's finished. So they'll be real happy to have them come by.
Doesn't the group have a quilt now on display?
That's the seniors' quilt.
Oh, it is the seniors.
Yes.
That one's over.
It's down at Tina's, right. And it's a raffle quilt, and it's the tickets are on sale there at Tina's, and it'll be drawn in December for some lucky winner.
Mm-hmm.
And the seniors are also quilting. They quilt Mondays and Thursdays in the mornings down at the senior house. And they'd like to have somebody come in there, too, if they'd like to.
So I have a couple of opportunities,
yes,
huh?
Yes, that's right.
Very good.
I'd like to have them just come.
You want to leave your number in case someone needs to call you?
Yes, you can do that. 682-5261.
5261. Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you, thank you.
You bet. Thank
so,
you.
In response to a caller, question, bit early, got a couple of opportunities there for quilting here. 903, Washington State football coach Mike Price says the key to beating Arizona Saturday is stopping the Wildcats' running attack and scoring lots of points. I guess that would probably be just about it in any game. Both teams are 3-5, have been hampered by youthful mistakes, ineffective defenses, and injury to key players. And Price seems to think the game should probably be an offensive show. Last year, 42-34 Arizona victory produced more than 900 yards of offense. So, see what it looks like tomorrow. One of the games that we'll be following here on KOZI. That one will be heard on KOZI tomorrow afternoon at... where is it? Anyway, you hear it on the radio. Highline 1.
Yes. My son still has a game system for sale.
What is it?
It's called TurboGrafx-16.
Oh, yes.
He paid about $150 for the game system. He has about $280 worth of games, or seven games with it. And he's asking $125 for all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And my number is 687-9286.
687-9286.
And the game system, there's nothing wrong with it. We have two others, and he just wants to sell it to get some extra money.
Okay. Great. Thanks for the call.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. 687-9286. R6824033. I have one open. 6824353 is the out-of-the-area number. Mentioned the Cougs better do something about the Huskies, huh? Of course, they're 8-0. Hope to move a step closer to an undefeated season tomorrow. They'll be playing Southern Cal and the Trojans in L.A. Second-ranked Washington leading the nation in rushing defense, total defense, and turnover margin. What was that? Good grief. Oh, that was... I thought we had an earthquake there for a minute. It was just Radio Ray. Let's see. We've got Greg Mosier on the line with us. Wanted to talk with Greg. Hi, Greg. How are you?
Morning, Steve.
Good to be talking with you. Had a meeting last evening. What, 16, 17, 18 folks in the committee concerning beginning the potential exploration of a swimming pool for our area. How'd it go?
Right. Well, as you mentioned, we've got 19 people on the committee, and I think there was 16 in attendance, and the others were out of town and unavailable. So, real encouraging turnout for people interested in that pool.
What was the format of the meeting last night? What happened? It was just your first get-together, and you, of course, are representing the city and the whole thing.
Well, the committee was made up of, I don't know if all of the committee people knew it prior to getting there, but it was a real broad-based committee from people from different locations, South Shore, Chelan Falls, Chelan-Manson school districts, and a fairly wide range of people who have expressed interest in the past. And we got financial people and school people and recreation people and therapeutic people and senior citizens. And so each person kind of expressed kind of what they would like to see in a facility, and nobody's going into it, I think, with rose-colored glasses. We're there to present both sides of the philosophy on the benefits for the community and the financial drawbacks, and there's a lot of different issues to be explored. And
have you divided the group up into, obviously there's a lot of issues, so everybody's going to have to do homework, and nobody wants to do it all, so I'm assuming you're going to divide things up if you haven't already.
Yes, we did a lot of those, kind of appointed certain individuals, certain tasks to get accomplished and contacts to make before the next meeting, and we're going to we've established a firm meeting night. It'll be the first Thursday of each month to begin with, and we may accelerate and add meetings to that, but kind of as a baseline, we'll meet the first Thursday of each month at 7 o'clock in room 104 at the high school, the old high school building.
A fairly lengthy meeting. How'd it go?
This was about almost 2 hours last night, and we're kind of targeting two-hour meetings each time we meet as a maximum. So we've, like I say, we've got individuals assigned to make certain contacts before the next meeting, and we'll start accumulating information and have guest speakers to talk, you know, people with expertise in certain areas will come and address the group and provide information, and we've also got a group of people that are willing to, you know, make some field trips to other facilities, so we're making sure we're going to try to compare apples with apples and not compare our facilities to some of the larger Seattle, large population-based facilities.
So none of the real nuts and bolts part of the whole thing will probably be looked at for some period of time until you have this base of information.
Right. We're just kind of information gathering at this point, and we got our heads together and everyone made suggestions. And a lot of good information and thoughts came out about what we can do to gather that information and people we ought to be contacting. I might have thought about three people, and by the time we got thinking about contacts, we had a dozen different people that we should be contacting. So one of the reasons for the large number on the group is to get a real broad-based group of suggestions going.
Greg, of course, you're the Parks and Recreation Director for the city, and the city and school and whatnot are kind of plowing some new ground in the activities areas. What's happening?
We just this week hired a gal by the name of Brenda Andrew, and it is a position that we've never had before. It's under the Parks Department, but 50% of the position expenses are reimbursed to us by the school district, and we refer to the position as Community Schools Activities Coordinator, and part of her role will be expanding on existing programs and enhancing those, as well as creating a lot of new opportunities for the community. We want Brenda to get into adult and youth soccer activities, community, what we call community ed classes, which are, a lot of them are non-certified classes like cooking and dance and anything somebody in the community feels that they have the ability to be an instructor in. We want to solicit those types of activities and get classes into the new school facilities where we can get the public involved in the use of those facilities and have a real broad-based offering of activities and classes that we've never been able to have staff time to develop before. So,
well, with the new facilities alone and plus the facilities that are being renovated and things that will be usable, it will become almost a full-time position, I guess, just to schedule things.
Yeah, and that's really what it is. She will be coordinating a lot of volunteers to make these things happen. If she could spend all her time with just the volleyball people, but that wouldn't be the best use of her time. We want her to get as many things going and with qualified people to oversee those new activities as we can. The old high school gym will be available after the state high school volleyball tournament is complete, and we hope to start doing some day scheduling then because the school district won't be using it during the day. So we're looking at senior exercise periods and walk times in that facility when the weather gets bad. We want to get people in the gym utilizing that as well.
It's going to be a busy time. Brenda's a great gal to do those sorts of things.
Yeah, she'll be getting into summer day camp programs as well. We had done some pilot stuff with it, but we hope she's going to be able to expand and improve that idea as well.
Yeah, that was done, what, 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it went pretty well. It's just, again, a staff time and who's going to do it and coordinating and all that business.
Right. So both the city and the school have a real long list of things that we'd like to see offered in the future, and Brenda's going to be taking those on.
Great.
So hey. She'll be in my office at 682-5031. If people have suggestions or would like to volunteer for any specific class offerings, probably till after the first of the year, and after the first of the year when we can get her moved over to the new City Hall site and superintendent offices, She'll probably be in that particular area, so she'll be closer to the actual facilities she's working with.
Okay. Sounds good. Would you keep us posted on that one?
Sure will.
And the pool issue as well.
You bet.
When's your next meeting? Next, the first Thursday of December.
Thursday of December, yep, which is the 5th at 7 o'clock in room 104.
And I'm assuming you're inviting anybody that might not be on the committee or overlooked, people who want to provide input to just jump into the swim of it, huh?
Right. We really, I don't think we're trying to be selfish or anything, but with 19 people on the committee itself, we'll probably keep that number firm. But it is a public meeting, and certainly interested parties are welcome to make suggestions and sit and listen to input.
Greg, appreciate your time.
You bet.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Steve.
Greg Mosier, Park and Recreation Director, City of Chelan. 913.
Hello from Pratt Insurance Agency. It's a fact that rising construction costs and general inflation have left many homeowners underinsured at time of loss. Safeco Insurance Company is a leading insurance carrier for personal insurance. It has policies that offer every good feature found in standard policies, plus extras essential for today's lifestyles. Why not call or drop by our office today for an estimate of the current value for your home? Let us help you determine proper insurance limits based on today's replacement costs. Safeco may be the company you've been looking for. Come and see us. We're located in Chelan and Brewster. Thank you from Pratt Insurance.
Line 2, you've been holding a long time. Good morning, you're on the air.
Yes, we have two items. One that we're looking for. We're looking for a used baby crib that's in really fairly good condition, that's not very expensive, and we need that as soon as possible for our grandchildren. And then the other thing I'm looking for my son would like to sell his pickup. And I don't know too much about it, but it's an excellent pickup. It's an older pickup. It's completely been redone, and he's asking, he's dropped the price from $2,900 down to $1,900. And it's a Chevrolet pickup. I believe it's about a 67 or 68, but it's been completely gone through, has an extra set of tires and you name it. It's got a tonneau cover and new paint job and everything. It's in excellent, excellent shape, new engine and everything. So they could call 682-2706 just about any time.
682-2706. Need the baby crib and have the pickup for sale.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bye-bye. 916, 44 degrees, and Dwayne. We're talking Napa. We're talking, what are we talking here, guy?
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Got the grand opening going in Twisp.
Oh, good. We're on our second day of it, and
how'd it go yesterday?
Real good, considering the weather and all. It wasn't bad at all.
Twisp, Napa, doing grand opening, open house thing until, what, close of business tomorrow?
Right.
And lots of prizes. Run some of the stuff down we're doing for door prizes again so we can attract some of those folks into the spot.
Okay. We have a ice chest. Bushnell binoculars, Hamilton Beach blender. We have a TV as our grand prize, or a VCR, whichever you'd like. We have fender covers, vice grips. We have ESPN sports videos of some sort. I think of the funniest videos. We have duffel bags, fanny packs, belt buckles, and more.
Okay, and this is happening in celebration of the new location, which is easy to find right there on the highway.
Right, we're at 214 Highway 20 across from the Twisp Community Center. And you can't miss it.
I know you've got some special prices going as well during the period of time. Why don't you highlight a few of those?
Right, we've got Slick 50 engine treatment for $23.99. We've got oil filters for $1.99, oil for 99 cents. We've even got some sales going on batteries. We've got our 40-month battery for $29.95. Our 60-month for $39.95, and our 75-month for $59.95.
And I was impressed about your long hours. Let's reiterate those.
Yeah, we start on weekdays. We start at 7:30 in the morning and go to 6 p.m. at night. And Saturdays we go 8 to 4. And we'd like to get open early in the morning because our truck comes up here, usually here before I get here at 7:30, so I can hand out special order parts from out of our truck. That overnight service has been real helpful up here, being up here in the sticks.
Yeah. Hinterlands, not the sticks.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
also, I wanted to emphasize that we have a mini machine shop here. We do hydraulic hose assemblies. We turn brake rotors, brake drums, and also flywheels. And also we custom mix automotive paints.
Oh, really?
A lot of people don't realize that. And we got it back here in the corner where we mix our paint. We do quite a bit of paint mixing.
And this, of course, is on the highway. New location. Got the grand opening going. We'll be through tomorrow afternoon, and you're going to let us know on Monday who wins all the stuff, I hope.
I'll call you Monday and let you know who the big winners are.
Crazy good. Anything we missed?
I think we pretty well covered it.
Well, appreciate the time again, and, well, we'll send folks your way.
Okay. Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, thank you. Dynamite deal going. They've got a bunch of sale prices anyway with Napa going on right now. Some extra special prices at Twisp. As they're doing a grand opening, bright place, and open each morning, Monday through Friday from 7:30. Line one.
Oh, good. It's my turn.
Yeah.
It's Lori Dakin with Chelan Area Scouts.
Hi, Lori.
Hi. We're going to be passing out leaflets tomorrow that talk about the Scouting for Food program, which is our community service project this month. The boys will be out from about 9 until 10 tomorrow morning putting leaflets on doors, you know, that say that next week, we will be picking up sacks of donated food for the food bank.
Mm-hmm.
This is our Scouting for Food program. Okay?
Flyers go out tomorrow. We'll be collecting the bags 1 week from tomorrow.
Week from tomorrow. So I'm certain we'll have a little confusion there. So we'll get it covered.
What do you mean, confusion?
Well, you know, tomorrow somebody will say, why didn't you pick up my food?
I hear you.
Okay.
Right, remind us a couple of times next week, and we'll keep plugging away on it.
Oh, yes, I will, and I'll stop by tomorrow morning and talk about it.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Lori.
Bye-bye.
Lori Dakin, Chelan Area Scouts, will be distributing the flyers, the leaflets, the instructions for you on Saturday tomorrow, 1 week from tomorrow, picking up the food that you choose to donate. Guest coming up in a couple minutes. Have a call or two holding. We'll be with those in just a sec.
It's Nooks and Crannies Janitorial Service 15th anniversary, and during the month of November, you'll save on drapery cleaning. Now, this just isn't any run-of-the-mill drapery cleaning. Nooks and Crannies uses a patented process that cleans your drapes right in your home, right where they hang. Guaranteed not to shrink, perfect for most delicate fabrics, your drapes will be dry in just a few hours. For orders booked and done in November, you'll save 20 cents a pleat over Nooks and Crannies' already low drapery cleaning prices. Call 682-5561. Nooks and Crannies, 682-5561.
Hello, Line 3. You're on the air.
Good morning, Steve.
Hi.
This is Lynn calling for Echo Valley.
Lynn Olson, President, Lake Chelan, Madam President.
Yes.
Lake Chelan Ski Club. Hi.
I just would like to remind everybody about the dues deadline. They're coming in rather slowly, and I don't know why at this point. I can understand why some people might be a little bit reluctant because of our no snow years, but this is the year. I just guarantee it. And also, I would like to remind everyone that there's a work party at the Hill at 9 a.m. Saturday, November 9th, which is tomorrow, to get ready for our inspection, which is Monday, November 11th.
Oh, the inspection's next week.
Right.
Wow.
Right. And so we have some work to do up there, and anyone that'd like to come up and just be even a parking lot superintendent, we'll welcome them up there.
Okay, a little bit of work to do. What's on the agenda for tomorrow, do you know?
They're going to put in a new brake system or repair the brake system on one of the rope tows, that is a must before Monday, and just generally get everything in operating order. This is a state inspection. And I'm not aware of anything major other than this brake system that has been causing us some trouble. So,
Lynn, the format of the dues structure is a bit different this year, so we might run that down one more time.
Okay, for those that supported us last year with by paying their membership dues of $50, we'll have a $10 reduction this year. So if you were a member last year, your membership dues are $40. That's per person. Children 6 and under are still free.
And that allows unlimited skiing, right?
That's unlimited skiing. This is a membership season pass combination. So it'll only take you to ski 4 times up there to break even, and it's a bargain even at that price. It's one of the least expensive places in the country, I think. And the deadline is Friday, November 15th, and the board has made a decision to stick with that, and there'll be no other membership season pass sold after that date.
So if you don't do the $40 deal now, you will be paying $10 per time to ski, whether you have been a member or not in the past.
That's correct.
What else do we need?
Well, I'd like to remind everyone about the Guild-Wise Ski Exchange, too, while we're talking about skiing, and that's Saturday, November 23rd, and that's at the grade school. And that'll be a time for people to get some equipment or bring in whatever they'd like to sell.
Yeah, ski and sporting goods. You can bring the gear by late Friday afternoon into Friday evening and or between 9 and 9:30, I believe, on Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll close down and remark and organize and open the doors at 10. 10 to 1, I believe.
I think that's what I understand.
Yeah. That is always a fun bit.
Yes, yes.
Okay, Lynn, we got the work party tomorrow. We got the inspection on Monday. Need to have the dues in by next week, the 15th.
Yes, and I will be sending a mailing out today as a reminder. And I have had a little problem with my mailing list. So if there's anyone who has not received the newsletter or will not or do not receive this postcard, please give me a call at 682-2458, or all weekend I'll be at 682-4002. And they can also drop them off here at Peterson's Waterfront.
Mm-hmm. All right, Lynn, call you at work at 682-2458, or at home all weekend, 682-4002.
It's just the reverse.
Oops.
My work phone is 682-4002, where I'll be all weekend.
Oh, that's where you are all weekend.
That's where I am all weekend.
That's where I got confused. 682-4002, that's where Lynn's going to be this weekend at work.
Right.
Got it. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Steve.
Hey, yeah, 924. Good news. Lakeland Ski Club, pretty good financial shape this time around, but super way to get those dues in, I think, and have the opportunity to have unlimited skiing at the facility. Got some questions, 682-4002 all weekend long, and you want to talk to Lynn. Guest Bill Evans next in a moment.
We are the pros. We work for you.
Hello, this is Mark Griffith. Let me tell you about a nice two-bedroom condo close to the Lakeside Park. This ground floor unit features two full baths, patio, and comes either furnished or unfurnished. This unit can be your home or put in a rental pool. Call me, Mark Griffith, at Chelan Realty, 682-4014, for an appointment to see this unit.
We are the pros. We work for you. We're the ones you know. We are the pros.
Hi there. This is Dr. Chuck James. Remember the good old days when the doctor came right to your house? Well, you'll be glad to know, at Lakeland Community Hospital, they make house calls. When you or a member of your family requires additional health care at home, Lakeland Community Hospital's home health nurses, aides, and therapists are just a phone call away. They bring you a broad range of services, from skilled nursing to personal care. And most services are covered by insurance or Medicare. No matter where you've been hospitalized, call Lake Chelan Community Hospital for Home Health Services, 682-2531.
Second Cup of Coffee program. Good morning to Bill Evans with us today. We're going to talk a little bit about, probably talk a little bit about this and that. Bill, how are you this morning, sir?
Very good, thanks.
It's good to have you. We've had a hit and miss scheduling here a couple, three times. Mostly my misses, I think.
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
it's a two-way street. Yeah. You know, I miss about as much as I hit.
Yeah. Bill, of course, involved in the Mill Bay operation, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But we have been watching for now some time the puttings together of a golf course there. Had a start and a stop, and now a whale of a start. Things are going well. Some seeding, I think, yesterday, didn't they?
Yeah, they've been seeding. They should be done today with the entire golf course, including the driving range. I think last night they had three sacks of fairway grass left, and then they would be starting on a non-playing area, the rough grass. So they should be pretty well complete by now.
Bill, let's talk a little bit about the planning process for this whole thing and how we got to where we are from there and what we can look forward to a little bit, the background of it. What is it, first of all?
Wow. Well, I guess historically we have had in mind a golf course for some time, simply because we started out several years ago with grandiose ideas of a mammoth camp club, but the adversities of camp clubbing has deteriorated, and in an event to maintain a recreational type development within the community, a golf course would have been our second choice. Well, is our second choice, and now the prime choice, actually. And we've suffered the pangs of development, I think, that everybody does. We started out with a big splash and ended up somewhat short of money, and through the foresight of Central Washington Bank and Maxine Phillips, we were able to pick it up and put it back together again and continue on in a little different manner. We do have a contractor now, and the contracting firm is Trecon. They're based out of Anchorage, Alaska, and their superintendent here, it's a small world in some respects, because he was on the engineering staff at Rocky Reach Dam when I was a sandblaster down there.
Huh.
So in a roundabout way, you know, here we come back together again several years later, and he's excited
years,
about
yeah.
it. Yeah, really. So, yeah, it's kind of fun, but nevertheless, they are completing it, and they came in and just done a grand job, I think. You know, they've got all the sand pits dug and the berms reestablished and the fairways laid out, and I think, you know, it's been an interesting process, because we've had our ups and downs on the on the development of it, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. And it we were sometimes disappointed, but never discouraged, let me put it that way, because ultimately we felt that we had a viable product that someone would, you know, foresee.
Interesting. Bill Evans is not a golfer.
No. No, in fact, I think I'd have to practice to become a duffer.
And here you are going to be involved in the ownership management of a facility.
Well, yeah, but then, you know, we depend on a lot of, quote, help from our friends. I think that I'm blessed with a nucleus of people involving or revolving around this golf course situation that is very interesting. You know, we were in and out of Central Washington Bank and finally reaccepted in them. Joyce Hughes is my gal out at the office, and God knows she's worked hours upon hours on this. Nils Christensen works for me, and he's about as dedicated a person as you could ever have.
That's true.
So with those kind of people around, you know, it's kind of tough for a guy to go wrong. We do have some expert people that we've relied on. Don Seibold designed the course and has been a hands-on in, you know, overseeing the process of the completion of the golf course. His architectural report goes into the bank every 2 weeks, mm-hmm. So, you know, we're keeping pretty good score on it. We have a gentleman by the name of John Eby that has been around golf courses all his life, in and out of them, in management and what have you, and he's going to oversee the groundskeeping, and you know, there's nothing wrong with what we have. There was some question about the greens for a while, but then between the sales representatives in the seed and fertilizer industry, as well as Mr. Eby, the greens just need a little top dressing and a little bit of additional seed thrown in, and they'll be very playable by the time the rest of the course is.
I want to talk about that in just a minute. Second Cup of Coffee, program 931.
Okay, here's a little garden trivia. What am I talking about when I mention Danish, buttercup, butternut, and spaghetti? If you know your gourds, you know I'm referring to squash. And all four varieties are on sale at Hank's Harvest Foods this week. 4 pounds for just a dollar. And by the way, you're out of your gourd if you don't take advantage of some of the other bargains at Hank's. Pet evaporated milk, just 69 cents. And the 25-foot roll of aluminum foil, selling for only 59 cents. Hank's Market and Twist, dedicated to making your shopping trip a pleasure.
932, mentioning Hank's there. They have grade A frozen turkeys to 12 through 24 pounds now, right now. 59 cents a pound, right, till Thanksgiving. Ooh, till Thanksgiving. 59 cents a pound, 12 to 24 pounders. At Hank's, of course, in Twist, 932.
A time for satins, velvet, and lace, for warm fuzzies, big hugs, and childlike smiles. KOZI brings you the perfect holiday event to usher in the elegance of the season. The 4th Annual KOZI Holiday Open House, Campbell's Main Ballroom, Sunday the 17th from 11 to 5. Make your list, check it twice,
and join us for the official kickoff of the holiday season, the Holiday Open House, Sunday the 17th.
Bill Evans with us this morning on our Sank of a Coffee program. We'll reopen the phone lines for you in a while and make sure we round out your concerns and needs and whatnot for the day, buy, sell, trade, swaps, whatnot. Bill, when will, you know, the whole thing is, at this point, probably it depends on Mother Nature a bunch, you know, and that's one person you don't mess with. You can't today sit here, I wouldn't think, and definitively say the grass is going to grow and it's going to be thick enough and everything's going to be fine shape to open by.
No, no, that's a little premature, all right. But then with the some of the advice that we've had from the grass growers themselves, as long as the representative from Wolfkill, who is our fertilizer seed organization, have said just plant the grass, and when Mother Nature decides it's time for the little shoots to come up, they'll find their way to the surface. So, and there's no problem in planting like this late. They said that historically grass has been planted this late before and survives it, so we have all the confidence in the world that sometime earlier part of the summer or something like that we should be playable.
Talk about what the course is. How long is it? What's it involve? How many holes?
Well, it runs from about here to there. It's a nine-hole. It's it's called an executive-type course. The two longest fairways are in the neighborhood of 350 yards. The rest of them are, the other seven, that is, are under 200 yards. So what the total yardage is, I don't know. I'm not good at arithmetic, but it's a small course. It's a nine-holer. It's kind of cute. It's got a few little hazards and some peculiarities that will challenge you. So we're kind of excited about it. And with the one thing that we did not get done that we anticipate within the next year or two would be the water hazard that appears on all of our maps that we have distributed and people have seen.
Pretty fair pond almost down there by Highway 150 and the intersection with 150 and Wapato Lake Road.
Right, correct, yeah. But as a matter of economics, we won't get that in this year, but then within the next year or two, we certainly hope to have it. And that's going to be the fun. I mean, you know, I can see where if you underhit it, you're in the water. If you overhit it, you're in the water. And, you know, it's just a whole heap of water around that number two green. It's going to be exciting.
Okay. Sometime by summer-ish, if everything goes well.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. You know, it depends on the closeout of this year, if we get some snow cover and what have you. Well, to give our ground a little protection from the severe freezing that we could have. You know, that's the other side of the coin. And then if we get a nice, good, you know, Lake Chelan-type spring, hey, we'll be out there.
Okay. One other thing we wanted to mention, you kind of brought it up earlier, the camp club industry, which you are obviously involved in, along with a lot of relative partners, I guess. I mean, relatives of you partners, as I understand it, has gone sort of sideways, I think, over the years, over the past several years, but is seeing, I think, a comeback. How come?
Well,
I mean,
that's a tough question, you know. It analytically, I'm not a financial wizard, but then the adversities that I referred to was the financial collapse of several of the camp clubs, and I don't know the reason for it. I suspect sometimes that one of the toughest things is to endure the long haul, and many of the clubs did not get their membership dues at a rate where they could survive it, and I think that's one of the tough parts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the tough part in selling also, you know. It's coming back. It's stabilized, and we have not concerned. Excuse me.
Go ahead.
We have not been really concerned because I jokingly say we're prejudiced. We live on Lake Chelan, and but the people that are familiar with the lake and the quality of the water want to be here. So, you know, we can be very selective in our membership.
And you have had some successes in the so-called expanded membership area. People, we still see the structures out there even now, and normally this time of year wouldn't be there.
That's true. The expanded membership is a modification of the Camp Club membership. It's all a membership concept. And the additional cost and what we call an expanded membership allows a member to use that site exclusively under the same rules of the regular Camp Club. In other words, you know, they can have their 10 guests and they can have their cars. And the technical part is that we cannot, quote, allow permanent residency. So to break that down, they can stay 83 or 82 out of 90 days. They have to be gone a week out of each quarter, calendar quarter.
But nonetheless, a person can have their place at Lake Chelan,
oh,
sort
yes,
of, with,
yeah,
but you have to have a week away from it, in essence, a quarter.
Yeah, you can leave your rig there, but you can't occupy it.
Yeah.
So that's the manner in which we address the permanent residency, because you can't be there for over 87 days in any given, you know, consecutive count of days.
One question that I've heard is quote, Bill's Golf Course going to be exclusive for the use of the folks at Mill Bay?
No, they will be included in the use of it. It's just a public course, quote unquote, and we're hoping that we'll have a lot of friends out, you know, and a lot of people, the golfers. It's a public course, so there's no advantage to being a member of Mill Bay to get on the course, mm-hmm, to play.
Are you going to have some sort of a office facility or clubhouse, a smaller thing to start with? What?
Yeah,
what's
the clubhouse as designed now is about 30 by 60, roughly, something like that. It'll be a frame structure so that we can modify it and add to it in the future. And otherwise, we will have as many of the golfing-associated products that there are. Mm-hmm. I mean, balls, clubs, little hand carts. At this time, we do not anticipate any motorized or mechanized cart use. It's more of a walking course.
Okay. Back to Camp Club. just a second. I don't know that Camp Clubs, when they began coming together, anticipated the tremendous amount of people that would retire and retire to their, quote, RV and go from place to place to place at, in essence, highly discounted rates. When you have a group that gets together and say, when you buy it here or this is your home club, you can use all of these.
Mm-hmm.
And you see more people just simply selling her out and jumping in the RV and staying at places for $2, $3, and $5 a night.
Mm-hmm.
That not
yeah, it's even less than that. What it boils down to, years ago, I think when the we're affiliated with a reciprocal organization called Camp Coast to Coast, and as an affiliate member, the member of Mill Bay enjoys the privilege of the reciprocal between the various associated camp clubs for $1 a night. And when the original concept was that Steve Vyquist has 2 weeks off, he's got to go somewhere for a vacation. So he jumps in his little rig and he goes over to the coast somewhere for those 2 weeks and enjoys the reduced price. What they did not foresee was the, quote, full-timer, when the fellow retires and, you know, mom and dad sell the
like
farm.
Bill Vyquist time.
and just travel the circuit.
Sure.
And so you do have a great influx of fully retired people that are now getting to see the world, or the United States, I should say, in a manner that they might not have been able to have afforded had it not been for this. It's advantageous to the member, sometimes a little expensive to the operator. In other words, the coast-to-coaster for $1 a night falls somewhat short of the utility cost that they enjoy. So that's the hard part of it, and that's where the membership dues in the shortfall does not address that added expense.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're at $25 a month, and we're not the highest of the camp clubs, but we're among the higher.
The industry did not foresee then, 20, 30 years ago, when all of this concept, I'm assuming, was put together, probably back then,
the
mobility,
expansion.
The
yeah,
mobility.
The explosion.
Yeah, real explosion,
yeah,
of people,
oh,
that are mobile.
Yeah.
And
we have members within the Mill Bay membership that have sold a farm and true, mm-hmm, live right out of the motor home or the trailer. And like here, they'll at Mill Bay, they'll come in, they can enjoy 2 weeks there. Then they have to be gone a week, and then they can come right back in for the second 2 weeks. And the difference between camp clubbing and say, timeshare, is timeshare, you own a segment and you enjoy that, or you can trade it for a like period of time. But under the camp club concept, you can come there as often as you can get there. And the frequency of your visits depends personally, you know, on your availability. Mm-hmm. And with the exception of the week out. And those people, they'll head down to Daroga State Park or Lincoln Rock State Park or somewhere like that. Maybe up in the hills and spend a week, and then they're right back down to Mill Bay again. So, mm-hmm. We have, you know, almost summer residents.
16 before the hour. We'll be back with more in just a moment on our second cup of coffee.
Line Department Store in the Needle Nook. Tina, good morning.
Good morning to you.
What are we talking today, Gail?
Well, one more pitch for the senior citizens quilt that we have on display.
Oh, yeah.
The women of the club have put the quilt together and quilted it, and now the club is raising money for their club expenses. The tickets are very inexpensive. They're $3 for $1. You can get them either at the department store or from any senior citizen. And this is about their one main money-raising project for the whole year. So we suggest that everybody support them by buying tickets on their quilt.
Do you have it on display?
Have it on display. It is very beautiful, and it's really unique this year.
Okay, so we can come in, take a look, and buy the tickets. Okay, thanks.
Don Ellertson, Murphy Favor. You know, lasting relationships are built on reliability. The Composite U.S. Government Securities Fund was created for investors who value reliability. Consisting of obligations issued or guaranteed by the U.S. government, it offers professional management, well-defined investment objectives, and diversification. Of course, individual fund shares are not guaranteed by the U.S. government, and share values will fluctuate. If you're in the market for a portfolio of U.S. government securities, call me today. Don Ellerts at Murphy Favor, 682-2502.
Thank you, Don. Quarter till now on the Second Cup of Coffee program. Bill Evans is with us. Amongst the other hats that Bill and crew wear has to do with Wapato Wood Services. And as we glance here and there, there's wood stacked here and there, and we see you and your people trucking wood like crazy from any out at the Big Toys plant out of there. What's going on?
Well, yeah, that's about the truth. I mean, what we have is a contract with Big Toys, which is a wood playground fabricating company, and they fabricate all these, like at the schools and big parks and municipal park areas, they have these big log-type structures for a playground. We have the contract to haul off their end cuts and the spoil, so to speak, from them. And we got two trucks on the road between Aniot and the Manson area. We did have a yard up to Aniot, but we lost that. The gentleman wanted to farm his property for some crazy reason. So so we're back again. At, we have, it's all lodgepole pine. And it's all cut. Most of the lengths are from 16 to 18 inches. There are a few short cuts and a few long cuts. So, but I jokingly say that a lot of my friends have 30 or 40 acres of apple orchard and so many Granny Smiths. You know, oh, well, we're doing it too bad. We got 25 acres of wood.
Yeah, that's about right. How many cords? I have no idea. But anyway,
that's a whole heap.
Yeah, a whole heap, a big heap. So that's we've got a couple commercials running about that. And
but we do deliver in the local area, and they also have the privilege of coming out and handpicking, as it were, the wood that they want out of the yard.
Mm-hmm. You are, I'll use the term landlord of Wapato Point. I don't know, is that a fair word to use, I guess?
Well, that's what they call me.
Development continues there, and somewhat coming to fruition. It has been, I've known you for 20 years-ish or something like that. Been a long time that this whole process is going on and ongoing. As you look at it now, what do you think now compared with maybe 10 years or 15 years ago or whatever, and where are we headed?
Well, Steve, I'll have to say this, that the Wapato family, which I represented in the last years of their lives, in defense, saw the need to develop Wapato Point. They went to the Bureau of Indian Affairs, and the BIA created a study done by an organization called Schenkel and Associates. And they done a complete pro forma, a complete assessment, or what am I trying to say, evaluation type thing. That's been 30 years ago. And to take a look at Wapato Point in its final stages of development now is so close to what the Schenkel and Associates said would be the best and most profitable use for the Wapato family with their land that it isn't even funny. The only thing that remains undone, in their analyses, they said that there should be X number of condominiums, X number of single-family resident lots, about a third of each, and a third of a commercial-type business activity. Excuse me. But their unfamiliarity with the area and the seasonability of it couldn't foresee the struggle that the businesses have. So that has been left to the very, very minimum. There are no, quote, businesses down there other than the restaurant and a few things like
businesses
that.
Businesses like motel.
Yeah.
Gift shops and stuff like that that would may have been anticipated.
Yeah, but then, you know, like I say, the seasonability of it is so at risk for the operator that, you know, we leave well enough alone. Hey, Schlan, Manson have those types of facilities, so why would it be, you know, necessary in the Wapato Point area? But the ratio of single resident lots as compared to the condominium complex is so close that it's spooky, and these guys foresaw that 30 years ago. So
not many studies you can do 30 years later.
So for you know, it isn't like we just fell off the turnip wagon. I mean, this has been a long-term plan that is finally, they have a very few more structures to build, I think, and Wapato Point will be complete. I think it kind of enhances the community, and it's a nice development. The people that done it are nice people.
As you are the remaining person, as I understand it, that represented the Wapato family, is that true?
Yeah,
in that
the sole survivor.
Souls, okay, that'll work.
Yeah. I have two daughters that are in line as far as inheritances are concerned. But then,
but as you look at that development, you've got to be kind of proud.
Oh, definitely so. I don't know whether some of the people remember or not, but then, you know, Wapato Point has had, like all developments, generations of failure. The first generation failed, and the second generation didn't quite fail because the third generation bailed them out. But the first failure left the point kind of open, and maybe some of the people remember when I used to be the bad Indian that kept them from, you know, trespassing on the property. Mm-hmm. My mother and my aunt and my uncle, that was the Wapatos, Lucy Evans and Margaret Wapato and Louie, wanted the place shut down because it had became kind of a dumping ground. You know, every bush was a relief station. There was bags of garbage and paper and junk like that, so they just shut her down. And it was that remained that way until Wapato Point Development Company, no, I'm sorry, Wapato Point Resources was the second generation that fired up and started that. And the most interesting thing is that a doctor from the coast by the name of Dr. Sola was the prime instigator. He never lost his faith in Wapato Point and became a good friend. But then he was another kind of a foresighted type person that could foresee down the line what the possibilities of it.
Okay. So we've talked about a little this, that, and the next thing. I think all four or five of your hats we've had on and off here today. Anything we haven't touched on that maybe you thought we should coming into this thing?
Oh, not really, I guess. If we wanted to throw in, you know, the final analyses, we could put Lakeland Auto Wrecking into it. And, throw that in the pot and let it boil for a while. A gentleman by the name of Raymond Gailey runs that for me, so he's over there most of the time.
Bill, I look forward to one of these times again when we're doing our Month of Heritage or whatever to sit down and heritage and all sorts of things. That's always a fun one, but we could, if we opened that right now, we'd be here till noon, at least.
Well, you know what? You know what I tell people, Steve, is that I'm too young to be a historian, and I'm a little too fast to be an expert witness, but in the meantime, we can just sit and jawbone.
Oh, we'll do that one of these times again. Thanks, Bill.
You betcha.
Same Cup of Coffee program. We'll reopen the phone lines for you at 682-4033 and 682-4353. Back with more in a moment.
Good morning to Sandy Stutzman from Destinations Unlimited. And Sandy, when I think of vacations, I think of places like, okay, I can go to Paris, or I might go to Singapore, but Belize or Costa Rica, what a neat idea.
Well, thought. I've got some really great specials for people that are thinking about or have thought about going to either Belize or Costa Rica.
Uh-huh.
This would be a really good time for them to take advantage of it because we have some fares that are good right now with the way the weather is right now. I think a lot of people want to get out of the cold.
Where do we find Belize?
Well, Belize is in, sort of, if you have a map, it's like, the best way to explain it to you would be, if you knew where the Yucatan is in Mexico,
mm-hmm.
it's like below it, more towards the, where that little hook goes up, and it's right there on the edge of it.
My
below Cozumel.
It's my kind of climate.
Yeah, and it's right next to Guatemala. And so it's a neat, it's one of the places that has become, you know, really, starting to become really popular, and the airfare and a package for 7 nights, accommodations, starts at $598.
Oh, right.
I'm sorry, that's 3 nights. For $598 for 3 nights in a hotel
that's
with your air and everything. And we can do like 7 nights for $754, your airfare. And that's double occupancy. And then we have other hotels. And we have other types of optional tours that you can partake in.
What about the Costa Rica option?
Well, Costa Rica is a 7-day package for $689.
My goodness.
And that is based on double occupancy, of course, and we there again have a lot of different optional tours. And there is a lot of neat things about Costa Rica with the jungles and the rainforest and the, you can do virtually almost anything there. If you're into snorkeling, river rafting, or nature walks, hiking, it's a real diverse country.
You folks at Destinations have also connected on some great airfares for the tours to Europe as well, huh?
Right, and now's a great time for going to Europe if you're maybe thinking about with all this that's going on about Spain. We've got some really good airfares and hotel accommodation packages to Spain or London.
That sounds terrific. Sandy, how do we get in touch with you folks at Destinations Unlimited?
Well, just give me a call here at 682-4571, or if you're out of the area, give me a call at 1-800-642-7334. We'll be glad to set you up with these packages or any other destination you might be interested in.
Great trips from Destinations Unlimited.
Thank you. 5 before the hour from Radio Lakeland. I'm Steve Bykwist, and joined now by Ray Dobbs out and about a bit. Hi, Ray.
Hi, Steve. Are we on the air?
Well, yes, of course.
Okay, I'm here at Chelan Elementary School. We've just concluded a Veterans Day assembly, and got Ruth Tingry, who was one of the folks who put it together. Ruth, tell me a little bit about it. You just put on a slideshow that was absolutely phenomenal. Where did you get all that stuff that you did on that?
Well, the kids and the veterans are the heroes. They're the ones that made it all inspirational and just wonderful.
Veterans Day for you has to be a real high point, doesn't it? It really focuses on something I know that's real important in your world.
Well, that was always our future. They worked really hard, and we need to be behind everybody, and just they're the heroes. We love them.
It was about how long? About a half hour of slides?
About a 20-minute program that we started putting together over 10 years ago in the third grade, and the fourth graders, of course, helped also, and it's been a lot of love of, I guess you'd say, labor and the red, white, and blue, and we're lucky to live in this great country. And
Ruth,
let's remember this wonderful red, white, and blue. And
Monday is the day, isn't it?
Yes, and hopefully it won't rain so we can get all those wonderful flags up.
I hope so, too. Ruth Tingry here at Chelan Elementary School, where they've just concluded an assembly, Steve. The fifth grade band kicked it all off by playing and concluded with about a 20-minute absolutely gorgeous slideshow with music behind it, and everybody kind of walked out with little tears in their eyes. Ray Dobbs for KOZI at Chelan Elementary School.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, Ruth. A very special lady. Hello, Line 1. You're on the air.
Well, hi, Steve. This is Sherry Bowen. I'm calling from Wenatchee.
Hello, Sherry.
Hi. We're having a big harvest dance this Saturday night at the Wenatchee Valley Business and Professional Singles Association. And we're going to have a dance Saturday night, 8 o'clock, at the Veterans of Foreign War, the VFW Hall.
And all you got to do is be single.
All you have to do is be single, and we don't check ID, but most people that come, I think, are single. So we usually have a pretty good time. We're going to have some music brought in, and we've invited Parents Without Partners to join us. And the admission is $5, and bring your own beverage.
Mm-hmm.
Would like to come sit down Saturday evening. It's on Okanagan, and I don't know the number, but it's just up from the plaza.
Yeah, it's real easy to find.
That is. It's kind of an ugly green building with lots of balloons in front. So you just look for the balloons.
Look for the ugly building with balloons.
Right.
All right, Sherry, thanks for the reminder.
Oh, good. We hope to see people from Chelan down here.
Okay. Hey, by the way, just tell us a little bit about that group.
Well, Wenatchee Valley Business and Professional Singles Association has been around for about 2.5 years. In fact, your buddy up there, Jerry Eisenhart, was one of the folks that helped us with it. And we're a group of folks that's kind of a loose-knit group, and the purpose of our group is to get together to meet new people, to make friends, and find activities that we enjoy doing together. Not a dating service, and folks that come looking for Mr. Right will not probably find him, but they'll find a lot of neat people. So anybody can come, and we've been having a lot of good times. We're going to have this dance. We're having rap sessions. We're going out for dinner once a month, and we're doing Christmas tree cutting in December.
Sounds like a good bit.
Mm-hmm. It'll be fun.
And your dance is tomorrow evening?
Right. Saturday night, 8 o'clock at the VFW Hall.
Great, Sherry. Thanks for the reminder.
Great. Well, thank you, too.
Have a good one. Bye-bye. A couple before the hour. Thank you, Sherry. Line 3.
Yeah.
Good morning.
That phone number for that pickup a while ago, I didn't get all that or else.
That was 682-2706 is what I have.
2706.
Right.
That's where I goofed. That's where I goofed.
Well, I hope I didn't.
Oh, you're right.
Okay.
I was trying to call 4706. Oh. Answer, so.
Well, there you go.
2706.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Number is 682-2706. Six, yeah, that was it. Okay, and ours is 682-4033. Again, on the Second Cup of Coffee program, have lines open. If you've got something you need to get with us, let's do it.
Good morning to Sandy Stutzman from Destinations Unlimited. And Sandy, when I think of vacations, I think of places like, I can go to Paris, or I might go to Singapore, but Belize or Costa Rica, what a neat idea.
Well, Scott, I've got some really great specials for people that are thinking about or have thought about going to either Belize or Costa Rica.
Uh-huh.
This would be a really good time for them to take advantage of it because we have some fares that are good right now with the way the weather is right now. I think a lot of people want to get out of the cold.
Where do we find Belize?
Well, Belize is if you have a map, it's like the best way to explain it to you would be if you knew where the Yucatan is in Mexico,
mm-hmm.
It's like below it. More towards the where that little hook goes up, and it's right there on the edge of it, below Cozumel.
It's my kind of climate.
And it's right next to Guatemala, and so it's one of the places that has become starting to become really popular. And the airfare and a package for 7 nights, accommodations, starts at $598.
Right.
I'm sorry, that's 3 nights. For $598 for 3 nights in a hotel.
That's
with your air and everything. And we can do like 7 nights for $754, your airfare, and that's double occupancy. And then we have other hotels, and we have other types of optional tours that you can partake in.
What about the Costa Rica option?
Well, Costa Rica is a 7-day package for $689.
My goodness.
And that is based on double occupancy, of course, and we there again have a lot of different optional tours. And there is a lot of neat things about Costa Rica with the jungles and the rainforest and the, you can do virtually almost anything there. If you're into snorkeling, river rafting, or nature walks, hiking, it's a real diverse country.
You folks at Destinations have also connected on some great airfares for the tourists to Europe as well, huh?
Right, and now's a great time for going to Europe if you're maybe thinking about with all this that's going on about Spain. We've got some really good airfares and hotel accommodation packages to Spain or London.
That sounds terrific. Sandy, how do we get in touch with you folks at Destinations Unlimited?
Well, just give me a call here at 682-4571, or if you're out of the area, give me a call at 1-800-642-7334. We'll be glad to set you up with these packages or any other destination you might be interested in.
Great trips from Destinations Unlimited.
10:02, KOZI, KOZI FM, Shalang, Morning Line 5.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. Just wanted to let you know that our moving sale's still in progress, 3 miles south of Carlton. We still have a lot of good stuff left, and we've had a lot of people saying they heard it on Cozy, so we appreciate that. And we'll be going through the weekend.
All right. Still going through the weekend.
Uh-huh.
And signs are on the highway?
Signs are on the highway.
And we'll remind folks again.
Okay. Sure appreciate it.
Great. Thanks. Hey, on the Second Cup of Coffee program, Friday edition, ahead of a 3-day weekend for a lot of you, 4-day for some even. We have school out to some areas with teacher conferences and stuff happening. Nonetheless, it is Friday, and it is time for the picker folks to get together and do their picker stuff.
Yeah.
I saw you guys had coffee around the KOZI commissary table, argued. Well, I don't know. I heard a heated discussion.
Yes,
not heated. But
we didn't throw things, though.
And so
we restrained Bud
during the midday report of the news this evening at during the 5 o'clock news hour. We'll have how our guys think things will go this weekend.
And hey, there's not any unanimity this week. I mean, Bill's picks are different from mine, and mine are different from Bud's, and Bud's are different from Bill's. So, for whatever that's worth.
And then this evening we have a high school huddle.
Mm-hmm. Coming up 5:30 or as shortly thereafter as we can possibly get to it, with coaches' interviews and the like. And Bill will be headed to OMAC tonight to handle the play-by-play for the Chelan Goats finale of the year against the OMAC Pioneers. This afternoon we were hoping to be able to do that Pateras at Bridgeport game live, but then we went, oops. At Bridgeport, you see, they have a construction project going, and it's going to turn out to be terrific when it's done, I understand. But for today's football game, it's not at their normal football field, and we don't have access to power. We're powerless. So we will be broadcasting that game by tape delay. Brewster Bears are not on this week because they finished their season last week. It's officially a bye week for them. And so we won't have Bear football tomorrow morning, but we will have Pateras and Bridgeport. Should be lots of fun. Bud will be up there this afternoon, and so will yours truly, and then we'll zip on back to Manson and have some burgers before Manson's homecoming. They're going to be serving the burgers, the Booster Club. And
order your Christmas tree, too. You can order your Christmas tree.
Order the Christmas trees.
Tomorrow we've got volleyball action.
Mm-hmm.
We won't be doing it on the air live, but gals did real well.
Yep, they defeated OMAC last night to get into the tournament here. Four teams vying for a couple of spots to go on to the state tournament, which will also be here. And the Chelan ladies start playing at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. And, of course, the cross-country folks from Chelan, boys and girls, are going to be at Pasco tomorrow.
Gals in the morning, guys in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And then Cougars tomorrow afternoon. And
yeah.
Seahawks on Sunday, and another one of those weekends, 10:04.
Serving the community we care about, Pateras Lakeview Grocery has a commitment of specials every week. Springbrook Farms turkey ham, 99 cents a pound. 2-liter Pepsi, Dr. Pepper, Squirt, or 7-Up, 99 cents each. High-grade jumbo hot dogs, 89 cents a package. Pateras Lakeview Grocery, large enough to serve you and small enough to know you. Pateras Lakeview Grocery.
Yeah, Pateras Lakeview Grocery, you know, they're open still, 8 a.m. until 9 p.m. each and every day for you. Pateras Lakeview Grocery. Our number is, again, 682-4033. Just final call for calls. If you didn't get the yard sale or didn't get the buy-sell trade swap item, whatever it is that you need to handle, we'll hold it open for just a second. Hey, top videos this week, as reported by Billboard Magazine. Have The Godfather Part 3 is number 1, Madonna Truth or Dare number 2, Dancing Dances with Wolves is 3, The Doors 4, One Good Cop 5, The Hard Way 6, Switch is 7, Kiss Before Dying 8, some of the top videos, 1 through 8 there anyway, as released by Billboard. Apparently nobody's going to take advantage of my final invitation of the day, so it's time to say... that does it. Thanks for joining us this morning on our second cup. Fun conversation with Bill Evans. Appreciate Bill's time today. Lynn Olson of Ski Club calling. Had information about the professional group of Wenatchee. Their dance will be going on. Thanks for calling from Wenatchee, Sherry. We found out about quilts and all sorts of things today. Have a good one, huh? We'll see you. Someone will see you on Monday. Someone will be here, I'm sure.